But we're going to do a great segment now because we got an old friend of the program, Mitch Langberg, First Amendment attorney. He's a partner at the great Brownstein Hyatt Law Firm, and he's a nice guy sometimes. Mitch, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Andy. How are you doing?
Good. You sound as excited as ever today.
I'm just finishing lacing up my gloves, waiting for a pounding.
Fair enough. Fair enough. All right, so Mitch, there's so many good stories to cover, but why don't we do, there are two prison stories. I guess we're going to do them back to back. And then once we do the two prison stories, I want to talk about a cell phone search law in California of whether or not you can have your cell phone searched when you're pulled over or arrested, which is a fascinating story. And then we'll get to a woman suing Rush Limbaugh and then maybe a little Conrad Murray. Okay, so to these first two prison stories, why don't we start with the silly one and then we'll get to the serious one. In Hartford, Connecticut, a group of prisoners have begun a letter-writing campaign to protest what they see is an unfair ban on pornography inside the state's correctional institutions. And they said, quote, in these letters, that they want to suggest alternatives if they can't have print pornography, and that includes cable programming that offers and displays nudity, also sexual activity. Now, they didn't cite something like Cinemax Late Night, but I'm guessing that's what these prisoners are thinking about. The American Civil Liberties Union, which the acronym to many people is ACLU, to me it's actually the devil, and they're actually concerned that this ban could be enforced in an arbitrary and overly broad manner. So once again, the ACLU is not happy about this because they say, well, what's to define nudity and pornography? What if they're looking at a Sears catalog and you see a woman in a bra, for instance? That's a good point, actually. Okay, and basically, inmates have been given a year to dispose of any pornography, which, by the way, that's a long warning period, which will allow any current magazine subscriptions to run their course. Wait, before I finish reading this, what, prisoners are allowed magazine subscriptions, Mitch? What? Do you know this?
Prisoners are allowed magazine subscriptions. They're allowed to watch TV. We even feed them once in a while. I know it's hard for you, Andy. There's no more bread and water, and there's no more chain gangs.
Well, first of all, I'm not against chain gangs. That's going to come up in our next story, and that's not a joke. I'm a big believer in that. But I'm confused. Really, they get magazine subscriptions?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of things about this, Andy. First, we've talked about it. Prisoners have First Amendment rights, including the right to read literature, for example. And every criminal is not a murderer, rapist, and not to say that they can't get magazine subscriptions, too. But we're not locking people up and throwing away the...
No, Mitch, I wasn't discussing from that angle. What I'm thinking about is the advertisers who say that 2 million people subscribe to People magazine. 200,000 of those people could be in prisons. They can't buy products. I wonder if there's an advertiser deduction for people in jail.
That, good point. That is a great point.
Well,
I don't know.
That's why I have a gift as the king of new content. Now, Mitch, let's get to this pornography ban, because obviously I think it's ridiculous that these people have rights to begin with, let alone are watching pornography in prison. It's an insult to the victims. They perpetrate their crimes on the rest of society. And then you'll say, well, Andy, what about drugs? Drugs are a victimless crime. I disagree, because every drug addict I've ever met is a selfish, arrogant, little spoiled child, because all they do is think about themselves and how drugs make them feel good, and they forget the family that they're ruining and all the people that they hurt. Okay, so the ACLU has come down on the side of, you know, the ACLU is basically on the wrong side of history on every single issue. But here they're saying that the ban could be enforced in an arbitrary and overly broad manner. Where am I going wrong here, Mitch? Because I just see them disposing of pornography. How could this be a bad thing by making prisoners get rid of pornography?
You're not going wrong on this one, Andy. We're not going to have a fight here. The law that the rule that they've put in place. It has an exception for legitimate literature, art, et cetera. And we've got to leave it to prison officials to make decisions on things like this. There's no reason why they should be permitted to have pornography. The one thing that I will say is that the prisons, you know, sometimes the excuse making is worse than the decision itself. And the prison saying that the purpose of doing this is to protect their staff, particularly their female staff, is ridiculous, as evidenced by the fact that they're giving them a year. If it was really a safety hazard, they would have stopped them on a day's notice. But who cares? I don't care. This is not an issue.
Okay, fair enough. So you're with this. We can get rid of the pornography in prisons.
Yeah, sorry.
No, look, Mitch, I like it when we don't fight. I like it, you know, look, this is kumbaya time. Let's all get along. This is fantastic. So you're even against the ACLU on this, and you're a First Amendment attorney. So